Okay, so next up, we want to get the data and deserialize it into our classes in our model. However, to do that, we're going to need to make a call out to Marvel, and to do that, we're going to need to figure out how to make an MD5 hash. And I'm not going to lie to you, I have no idea. I wouldn't have been able to figure this out had not somebody posted some code online. That's the beauty of learning software development in 2015, 16, as opposed to learning it back when I did before the internet, if you can even imagine such a thing. Okay, but at any rate, I can show you where I found the answer, and if you want some more information about it, I'd be happy to point to that, point you to there. So let's get started by kind of outlining what it is that we need to do in our get character list. We're going to need to assemble the URL that we want to call, and part of that's going to be making a call to get the MD5 hash. And then we're going to make a call out to Marvel, and we're going to get back a response, and we're going to need to get that response into a string. So response to string, and that string will represent JSON. And then we want to deserialize that, right? And if you recall the way that we deserialize data, that JSON data is to use the data contract JSON serializer, right? Okay. All right. So that's going to be a little bit tricky, and we're just going to need to work our way through it. So assembling the URL will be pretty easy. We're going to come back here to their interactive API documentation. And we're going to rerun the sort of query that we expect to do. Like we want to limit to 10, and we'll just give a random offset of like 100, right? And we'll click try it out. And that should give us the request URL format that we need to work with. And what we want is this request URL. I'm just going to highlight it and copy it and then go back here, and we're going to create a string URL equals string dot format, and then we will paste in that long URL. Now, this is a good time for me to make some more room here. All right, what we're going to do is we're going to hard code it to 10. If you wanted to, you could make and replace that value to grab 15, 20, 100, whatever you wanted. We are going to, however, change the offset. We're going to change the API key as well, and then we will append on to the end of this the hash as well when we get to that point. All right, so the first thing we'll need to do is to create an instance of random. And we're going to get a new offset. Now, I happen to know that there are 1500 characters. I'm going to hard code it now, but I probably should put this in a constant at some point. So let's call this var offset equals random.next. And I want to give the max value of 1500. And once I have that offset value, I can provide that there. The next thing that I'm going to need to do is provide the API key. And so what I'm going to do for that is actually create a couple of private constants. So private const string private key equals, and then private const string public key equals. All right, and then here I'm also going to just create one for this private const int max characters equals 1500, and we'll just do max characters. All right, and then we'll put the public key here. All right, and then the next thing we're going to need to do is actually populate that private and public key. This is where we get up close and personal here with my approach. personal information. However, I'm going to remove my account once I'm finished recording this series. So this key will not work. Get your own. Don't try to copy mine. Put the public key in the public key spot, and we'll put the private key in the private key spot. And the next thing we're going to need to do is actually get the MD5 hash. And so here's what I do know. What I can do is I'm going to need to create a private static method that will return a string called create hash. And what this will do, let's do var to be hashed equals, we'll need a timestamp, and we're going to need a private key, and we're going to need the public key. We're going to concatenate those three things together. So for a timestamp, if you take a look at the documentation, again, in that how-to area under authorization, it says that for the timestamp, you can use any long string which can change on a request-by-request basis. So you don't have to get crazy with this. I'm just going to use daytime.now.ticks, which should give us a pretty unique string of characters representing how many milliseconds since a certain date in the past. So we'll call var timestamp equals datetime.now.ticks.toString, and that should work. Okay. Then next up, what I need to do is actually get the computed hash. Now, this is where I have no idea how to do this had it not been for somebody on the glorious internets who already figured this out and was kind enough to post it in response to a question on Stack Overflow. So I give you the URL where you can see where this was originally sourced from. I basically spent about 3 days trying to learn how to create my own hash, and I learned a lot, but ultimately at the end I was unsuccessful of actually creating one that worked. So I just stole 5 lines of code that this kind soul posted out on the internet. I'm just going to make sure all the references are added with using statements here. And what I'd recommend you do if you really want to learn how all this works, there's probably some good content out on Microsoft Virtual Academy about security. Probably some good books out there. Obviously, you could go and look at each of these objects and each of these methods out on MSDN to learn a little bit more about what they do and how they work. But at the end of the day, all I really care about is that I want to pass in a value to be computed as an MD5 hash, and what I get back is an MD5 hash. All right, so var hashed message equals compute MD5. And I'm going to pass in the to be hashed, and then I'm going to return the hashed message, like so. Okay, so here we're going to get that hash. So var hash equals create hash. And what I want to do is append to that existing URL, so the hashed value and the just the hash value and the timestamp, because it should have everything else it needs. So I'm gonna go string. I could do this in a number of different ways. Let's just go ahead and do this all in one shot. Actually, I changed my mind. All right, so we'll do that first. And then we'll create the URL. At the very end of this URL, I'm going to have to add in a timestamp equals, and we'll substitute that in, and then also the hash itself equals. All right. And so I guess I need to pass in the timestamp in order to get at it, unfortunately. So I need to change this just a little bit. String timestamp. And then I'll pass that in, but I'll have access to it here, and then I'll be able to pass it in here. Timestamp, great. Okay. All right, next up, I'm going to use the HTTP client called HTTP, and I need to add a using statement for it. So I'm adding using.net. Or system.net.http equals new HTTP client, and that'll allow us to do this HTTP.get async, passing in the request URI, so give it the URL. And what I should get back from that, and it's awaitable, what I should get back from it is a response. And that response will be of type HTTP response message. Now you notice I get the red squiggly, that's because I have to go through this little dance here and add the async keyword, and I think that's all I need to do right now. We'll come back to that in a minute. All right, so here we go. We got the response, and now with that response, what I need to do is read it into a string. So var JSON message equals response.content, content dot read as string async. That'll give me back just the JSON message now. I have it in hand, and since this is an async, I'm going to have to make it awaitable. Now I need to take that JSON and I need to deserialize it into my classes. And to do this, I'm going to use the data contract JSON serializer, right? And we should already have that reference in our project. I'm just going to hit control period and add the using system.runtime.serialization.json namespace. That should get it recognized there. And I'm going to create a serializer, which is really just a new data contract JSON serializer. And specifically, the type is going to be this character data wrapper. Character data wrapper. Now why isn't it seeing it? Because I haven't added using statement for models. So using heroexplorer.models should resolve that reference. And then I need a memory stream. So MS for memory stream. So memory stream. Let's make sure we add the using statement for that, system.io. And the idea here is that we're going to pile a bunch of stuff in a memory stream, and the memory stream will sit there holding on to stuff, and then we'll give it to the serializer. The serializer will suck all the stuff out of that straw, and it will deserialize it and give it back to us as a as an object graph beginning at the root with character data wrapper. All right, so we have to start out with encoding.utf8, which is what we would expect that JSON to be in. And then we're going to say get the bytes out and basically just take that string that we got here, that JSON message, and then turn it to an array of bytes based on the UTF-8 encoding, and then put that all up in a memory stream. And this should be new memory stream, like so. Alrighty, and then if we've done everything right, which is a big if, we're gonna read the object that's sitting there in that memory stream, and we're going to read it into a var result. And what we'll do here is go, what should be brought back to us is a character data wrapper object, if we did that right. Okay, and I'm gonna leave that. Now, we probably, in order to get this to work, what we're gonna need to do is actually return a task of character data wrapper. And so we'll wanna return the result here. And why is everybody not happy? Oh, because we got to get rid of the void. All right, everything looks good. Everybody happy? Good. Build the solution. Okay, great. That worked. The next thing that we're going to need to do is now, let's see, in our main page.xaml, I'm just going to add a button. And when we click it, we'll kick off this whole process. I just want to see if it's bringing data back. Once we get data and we get it deserialized, then we can move on with the user interface. But in the meantime, all I really want to do is just make sure that we can get that far. And so we want to make a call into the Marvel facade dot. Whoops, why don't I see public? Oh, because I wanted this to be static. And I wanted it static so I didn't have to create an instance of Marvel facade. I mean, all this is really doing is just bringing me back something. It doesn't need, I don't need to have a reference to it. It doesn't have any like state, you know? All right, and so that should work there. Var, let's call it data equals that. That's all I really need to do. Okay. So let me put a breakpoint at a spot where I know, whoops. Spot where I'm concerned about. I'm pretty confident everything will work. I'm a little concerned about this right here. And I can't explain why. Let's just see if this will work. If we do hit a problem, it's probably a mismatch between the JSON that's being returned for the items that we want to work with. Well, I got a tiny button here, but this should work. A mismatch between the data types and the JSON. So I'm gonna have to like, you know, put my thinking cap on and figure that part out. We haven't hit the breakpoint just yet. And we haven't hit an exception. So it's really thinking about this. Okay. So far, so good. Let's take a look at that URL. Can't see it off to the right-hand side of the screen, but it looks legit. Looks legit. All right, so let's keep going here and see what happens. So we made our request, we got it back, and now we're going to create our serializer and our memory stream, and here's where I'm nervous. And hey, it actually worked. Oh yeah. There's 10 results. Let's drill into one of these guys. Frankenstein's monster. Here, I want you to see what I'm going to do next. I'm very happy about this. Okay. So, great. We got data back from the Marvel API. I am so excited about that it worked on the first try. Okay. So, we're going to pick it back up here in the next lesson, and then we should be able to bind to that data and start showing stuff on screen. That's going to be exciting. We'll see you in the next lesson. Thanks.